Sinai is a mountain in Arabia, which corresponds to the present Jerusalem, and is in slavery with her children. But that Jerusalem which is above is free, which is our mother. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I thought for a long time that Galatians was the Apostle Paul's secret ode to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Why secret? St. Louis de Montfort teaches that at Christ's first coming, little was revealed of Mary's interior life, quote, in order that men, as yet but little instructed and enlightened on the person of her Son, should not remove themselves from him in attaching themselves too strongly to her. This would have apparently taken place if she had been known because of the admirable gifts which the Most High had bestowed even upon her exterior. This is so true that St. Denis the Areopagite tells us in his writings that when he saw our Blessed Lady, he would have taken her for a divinity because of her secret gifts and incomparable beauty, had not the faith in which he was well established taught him the contrary, close quote. But I believe that St. Paul already saw Mary as the exemplar of the church, that heavenly Jerusalem above, which Paul tells us in today's reading is our mother, because that Jerusalem which is above is free, which is our mother. Heaven is everything the church is striving for. The Bible tells us that heaven is the new Jerusalem. And Mary is not heaven, but the Blessed Mother is everything the church is striving for. Hence the words from Galatians 4 today. For Sinai is a mountain in Arabia which corresponds to the present Jerusalem and is in slavery with her children. But that Jerusalem which is above is free, which is our mother. So it's Laetare Sunday. Why is there rejoicing 1 week before Passion Week? Why the joyful gospel today about Jesus feeding 5,000? Why the epistle about heaven today? Now, I used to think that Laetare Sunday was only a break in the fasting to give everyone a break. Then later I thought it's about reminding the faithful and reminding the devil that the resurrection is already on the horizon for us Christians. And I actually still think both of these are true. But today's reading from Galatians made me realize something new about Laetare Sunday, and it's that all of the joy and peace of Mary's life is smack dab in the middle of great suffering. We tend to think of Mary's life circumstances as quite controlled by God. And of course, this is true for her life as well as yours and mine. I think besides that, we can maybe think of her life as easy. We know about the seven doors of Mary, but it's very, very easy to relegate her to just kind of pink statues at times. And of course, it is true that Mary's life was totally under God's providence. The saints and the Pope say that Mary knew about the resurrection her whole life. Of course, she is the greatest prophetess ever, so she knew of Jesus' death and resurrection. In fact, the mystics say that Mary knew at the very incarnation of the passion and death of her Son, that this would come if she said yes. And she said yes. But this prophecy cannot blind us to the fact that when they crucified her Son, Mary's world fell apart. Mary's external world fell apart, but her internal world did not fall apart. What does this mean for us? It means that we make a serious mistake when we wait for everything to be perfect in life for us to hand over control of our own lives to God. And why is Mary the perfect example of how to live? Because the circumstances don't get worse than that. These circumstances of seeing her Son executed and still trusting. I mean, think of Mary walking to her Son's execution, walking to Jesus' murder. That's the day that everything fell apart in Israel. All sense of order, all semblance of justice, of Judaism being God's one true religion. That the leaders of Israel would not only shun another rabbi, but hand him over, this young good rabbi, to pagan invaders to be tortured to death. Another young holy rabbi named Jesus. Mary was a daughter of Israel. What embarrassment, or at least heartache for Mary, that the own religious leaders that she grew up under would do this to her only son. But inside her heart, she is the exemplar of the church. Exemplar means everything something else is striving to be. Exemplar means everything something else is trying to be. The exemplar of the heavenly Jerusalem is Mary, as we heard in Galatians. And that day of the Passion, nothing was in control in her hands. But unlike you and me, Mary did not choose to wait until the resurrection to say, now I'm going to trust God now that everything's in control. Now I'm going to really praise God since everything's going my way. Now I'm going to surrender my life in generosity and joy because I have all my ducks in a row. Mary did it before any of these ducks were in a row. It was the day that everything fell apart in Israel that Mary made her greatest Magnificat. It was on the worst day of her life that she made the greatest fiat at the cross, be it done to me and to your son. It was right in the middle of the suffering, just like Laetare Sunday, that Mary continued her lifelong peace in the Blessed Trinity. So we must get over this myth that her life was in control. No, her trust was there when her life was out of control. And I don't mean that blasphemously, like she was ever out of control in regards to virtue, or, you know, like she was ever frenetic and worried. I mean, at the external level, everything was out of control that day. I mean, do you know what a Roman crucifixion normally does to the psyche of the mother of a man being murdered? Mary is human. Mary's external life fell apart that day, but her fiat remained the same. From her immaculate conception to the Annunciation to the last breath of her son on the cross, her life was a fiat. Be it done unto me according to your word. Even when it seems the world is coming to an end, even when the religious leaders crucify an innocent rabbi, who is my son, says Mary. And this is why Laetare Sunday must come before the cross. That we rejoice in a God who gives us the gift of total trust long before we have actual control in our lives. Before that turbulent plane lands with the glory of the resurrection. Mary said at Akita that the two things God wants most right now is gratitude and obedience. Gratitude, even when living the Catholic faith, brings bad circumstances to worse. The Catholic faith is fun when there's kickbacks, maybe like 1950s under President Kennedy when Catholics finally had some advance in America. But we're at the point where truly living the Catholic faith now will not fulfill the health and wealth gospel at any country in the world. But remember for Mary, long before the Passion, when the Pharisees were already plotting against Jesus, in some sense, I can say, in some sense, it didn't matter what they did to her son, only that she loved him and magnified the Lord in her unspeakable pain and the rejection of her family. Because when we are doing the right thing, no matter the cost, only then we are truly free, and Satan's false liberty is crushed. Because our souls are with Our Lady in the heavenly Jerusalem. The Carmelite Saint Elizabeth of the Trinity even wrote, quote, I do not need to make any effort to enter into the mystery of the divine indwelling of the soul in your body, close quote. She said that to Mary. And this is how the slavery of Satan's conscience control over mankind is crushed, by Mary. In Mary, the heavenly Jerusalem is already found on earth in trust. Because faith equals trust. Faith is not just some antiquated belief in legends. Faith is trust here and now. Gratitude and obedience. Mary is not God, but she is our entire approach to God. This is where it all begins. You see, social justice is only a small part of our Catholic faith. The city of God is not built on earth by programs, and offices. As Father Ronald Knox said, we are here to colonize heaven, not to make things better on earth. We are here to colonize heaven, not make things better on earth. And that takes a Marian love of Christ and a Marian obedience to the Catholic faith. The first is mildly accepted in a few countries today, but the second of those, a Marian obedience to the Catholic Church, is roundly mocked in every single country of our planet, except maybe certain parts of Poland. So this is why we need Mary more than ever in church history, to love Christ and to be obedient to the church. Because obedience is not heavy. It means we become totally free in conscience with Mary at the foot of the cross, even when our external world falls apart. As we heard in Galatians, it is for freedom that you were set free. So we can say, my soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, regardless of circumstances. This is true freedom that crushes Satan. And this is true joy in our Blessed Mother Mary. For Sinai is a mountain in Arabia which corresponds to the present Jerusalem and is in slavery with her children. But that Jerusalem which is above is free, which is our Mother. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.